There we go. We're recording. And we looked at challah with the kind of three kinds of challah. There's challah mitzri, what we say on Yom Tov. There's psukei zimra that we say every day. There's challah hagadol, which we say the night of the Seder. We say it on Shabbat and Yom Tov as part of psukei zimra. It's all part of this idea of halal and hoda'ah. We praise God and we thank God for specific things that have happened to us, the personal side. And now I want to look at two parakim of Tehillel that talk about the hoda'ah, the gratitude, but it's a physical expression of that. It's the these are the parakim that deal with the karban toda, which we don't have a karban toda now, but we'll talk about what we do instead. The first one of these is Kilim Kuf, which we all know. It's praise for the Torah, the Korban Todah, and we say it every morning and weekday morning in Sukkah Zimra. And it's nice and short, so we should be able to do that pretty efficiently. And that's where Rashi describes it, Mizmor LeTodah. This presumably was what was sung by the Levim when someone brought a Karban Todah, but you know, this was a Hoda'ah. The second parak we have to look at is Tilim Kuf Zayin, which is very long, 43, 44 Pesukim. It starts like a challah, starts with a Hodu L'Hashem Ki Tov Kilim Chasdo, but then it goes into a list of different descriptions of times when a Karban Todah would be brought. That's the classical list that we know, that we say a Birkat Gomel when we cross over an ocean, cross the desert, you're sick, released from prison. Those are the points that specifically we say a Birkat Gomel, which is the modern equivalent of this Karban Todah. So I, in fact, since I made it over the ocean one way, made it back over the ocean the other way, despite, and got COVID in the middle, I actually benched Gomel when I came back. But yeah, 2 out of 4. And it's got a concert fate. It gives a description of these cases and of people who are in trouble. They're saved. And it says, v'yizaku al Hashem b'tzar lahem. They all cry out. They cry out to God in their suffering. And God saved them from their trouble. And then, yodu Hashem chasdo. They acknowledge God's mercy. And declared God's glory to people. And this is the refrain over and over in Tehillim Kuf Zayin, which we'll look at in detail. And then, v'yizibuchu zibchei todah, they offer their karban todah, v'yisapru masa brina, and they talk about it. And that's what the karban todah is basically an opportunity just to tell everybody your story. Just like when you sponsor Kiddush. And you got to tell everybody over and over again what happened. And yes, we've had that, telling the story of going to Pesach and getting the COVID and all that over and over again. Everybody knows the story. So what's a karban todah? Let's look at that. It's a kind of shlamet, which is a karban, but not in the sense of a sacrifice. It's brought to Beit HaMikdash, but it's eaten by the owners. And this is the way the Torah puts it. Source 2, Gzot Torah Zebach HaShlamim. This is the law, the procedure for a shlamim sacrifice. Ashiyakriv Hashem, that's brought for God. Imal Todayakriv Benim, and there are two kinds of shlamim. One is the Toda, specifically, thank you God for something, and the other is a general, I want to celebrate. Imal Todayakriv Benim, if someone's bringing it as a Toda, as an expression of gratitude, Yikriv al Zebach Toda, then you have to bring with your karban, which is a cow, sheep, goat. You bring with it Chalot Matzopulu Bashemen. These are all unleavened bread, but it's chalot matzot is the soft lafa kind of matzah. Rikei matzot mishuchim b'shamen and crispy fried matzah. The solot murvecher chalot b'lo b'shamen and I'm not sure what equivalent of bread this would be, where you soak the flour in oil first before baking it. Lots of fat. Al chalut lechem chametz, and you also add to that some actual chametz, bread to it, and you bring yakriv karbanol zebach todash lamav. You bring all this bread along with your animal for your zebach, for your offering. Yakriv yimena achad mikol karban truma l'Hashem, and you bring one of each of these kinds of breads to the Kohen. And the Kohen gets some of the bread. And then they slaughter the animal, sprinkle the blood, offer the fat on the mizbeach, but the meat belongs to the owner, and the owner has to eat it on the day that it is offered. It can't be left the next day. That's one kind of karban, the karban shlamim. That's the todah. But if you're offering a general, I want to bring a carbon shlamim as to fulfill a vow, then same procedure, but it can be eaten on that day and the next day. So you get 2 days to eat it. On the second day, eat the rest of it. But eighth left over by the third day has to be burnt. Eaten on the third day or on, then it is no longer desirable. It's no longer good. Hamakribo lo yichashev. It no longer counts as bringing a karban. Pigul yeh, it's spoiled. The nefesh ha'ochel mimenu avinah yitzisa. The person who does this will bear their sin, their iniquity. And that's talking about the regular shlamim that had 2 days. Then the Torah goes back and emphasizes the karban Torah has to be eaten on the same day. This is Vayikra Perachav Bet. When you bring a zevach toda, you need to bring it. Got to finish the whole thing that day. Don't leave anything over. You need to keep my commandments. Right? It is a chil Hashem to leave any of the meat of your karban toda over. We've talked about that many times, that the idea of a carbon shlamim, it's not so much a sacrifice, it's a barbecue. You get to eat all the meat. Some of it goes to Kohen, get some of it, you have to eat it, but you have to eat it all that day. So it means it's got to be eaten by the entire community. You can't eat a whole cow. So it's a chil Hashem to save it. So you basically have to invite everyone, and I don't have enough friends to eat a whole cow. So I've got to give it. Basically, it's open. So you could hang out in Yerushalayim and just live off of karban todas that people are offering, and everyone had it with their laffa, pita, their buns, lots of bread, lots of meat. Not South Beach diet friendly, but everyone gets to participate in that. And so therefore, you offer your zivchei toda, and you have this idea of v'yisapru ma'aseh b'rinah. You're going to tell the story because you're inviting everybody. You're going to tell the story. So that's how we say thank you to God. Is by inviting friends, family, and complete strangers over to have a barbecue. And then we tell the story over and over again. All right, happy Mother's Day. Sorry, I'm happy that it's cold outside. It's like 70 degrees. Okay. So what we do now, we sponsor Kiddush and Shul. We eat with people, and we tell them the story. And that leads to, there's a fascinating medrash about that, V'yik Rabba. Verse 4. Rabbi Pinchas, Rabbi Levi, Rabbi Yochanan, B'shem Rabbi Menachem, Begalia, said the following. Latid lavo, in the future, kol karbanot b'telim, there will be no more karbanot. The karban toda ain't a batel, but bringing a karban toda, that will never go away. Kol tfilot b'telim, prayers, hoda'ah, in a b'tehillah, except for saying hoda'ah, saying thank you. And clearly that's far too radical, we can't leave it at that. We'll have to explain that. Other ktiyah, and he's going to quote a pasuk from Yirmiyahu, kol sasama kol simcha, kol chatama kol kala. You know that. We got a wedding coming to, we sing that. And the pasuk continues. So in this atid lavo, when we'll bring back the sound of the chatan and kala, we'll be back in the streets of Yerushalayim. It's called Amrim Hodu Hashem, Hodu et Hashem Tzvaot. We'll have people praising God. The Hoda'ah there will be there in this Atid Lavo. That Zu Hoda'ah, that's the proof that even in Atid Lavo, in the future that Yirmiyahu is talking about, there'll still be Hoda'ah. People will still say Hodu et Hashem Tzvaot. And then it continues, Meivim Toda Beit Hashem. They'll still bring their Korban Toda to the house of God, their Korban Toda. V'chein David Omer, according to Kilim Nun Vav, Alay Elokim V'zarecha, God, I have an obligation to keep my vows. Ashalim Todot Lach, I will keep I will bring my Todot, in the plural, my expressions of gratitude to you. Todot and Ketiv, it doesn't say Todot one. Kodot, two kinds of Hoda'ah will still exist. Hoda'ah, the expression, the verbal expression of gratitude, the Karban Todah, and the actual sacrifice. Again, not sacrifice, the barbecue. Both of those, Latid Laval, will have no Karbanot, no Tefillot, except for that Hoda'ah. So Nachum Rabinovich, who is at the Shivat Hester in Male Adumim, tries to explain this. Because we're not saying there's not going to be any davening, there's not going to be any carbon in Atil Lavo in the distant future. And he points out there's a Gemara, talks about that. Why do we say what we do? There was someone who got up to lead davening in front of Rabbi Chanina. And this is before they had printed Siddurim, they didn't have art scroll. So the text was a little more fluid. And he says in his Shimon Esrei, Hakel, Gadol, Gibor, V'Nora, which is what we say, God is great, powerful, awesome, Vadir, and the glorious, Vazuz, and the strong, Vayirai, and he would go on, and the one who is feared, Vachazak, the strong, Vamitz, the powerful, Hodai, the one who is acknowledged, Vanichban, the honored one. He just added extra adjectives in there. So Rabbi Chanina, who's the Rav of the Shul, Himtin Lo Ad Nisiyem, waited until this guy finished. Nisiyem Amar Lei, and after he finished his Shemona Esrei, Rabbi Chanina asked him, Nisiyem Tinhu L'chulei Shevchei Demarach, did you say every possible praise of your master, of God? Lom L'chulei Hai, why did you say all of that? Anan Hani Tlat Amrinan, we say these three words of Agadol Gibor Panara. We praise God with those three adjectives. In Lav Damrinu Moshe, Lav Damrinu Moshe Rabbeinu Baraita. If it wasn't for the fact that that's a quote from the Torah, Vato Anshei Knesset Gadola V'Kniknu B'Tefillah, and the Anshei Knesset Gadola established that that's the text of our prayers. Lo Havinu Yekolin L'Meimar L'Hu. We couldn't say it at all. You can't praise God. You can say what God is not, but to say God is this, this, and this, it's obviously inadequate. But Amalkule Hai Vazalta, you went on and on saying all of these things. Mashal, what's this like? The Melech Basar Adam, like a king, right? Every Mashal has to have a king in it. Sheol Elef Alfim Dinrei Zahav, that had a storehouse full of gold coins. And they praise him, look, you have such nice pennies, nice silver coins there. Loganayu, that's an insult. Any praise we offer to God is inadequate. By definition, so it's an insult. So we can't praise God. That's been done beforehand, and we apologize. We talked about that in the context of Ashrei, right? Yadol Hashem lo ma'od, lidu to encheker, we can't understand it. So how do we praise God? Which is why we kind of keep to this text that we have. So this is what Rabinovich says about our atid lavo, when we're not going to have any more tefillot. This is what it means when the Medrash says that in the future there'll be no more tefillot. What we're talking about, the atid lavo, the future days, the end of days, we will understand much better. We will have a better sense of what Hashem's role in the world is, and therefore realize that our praises are completely inadequate. We'll just feel too inadequate to actually say anything, praise God. All the Shabbat, it's just pointless. Kol ha'da'ot b'teilot, so anything we say about God will be worthless. But yakir she'ein malagid. Everyone's going to realize what I can't say. I don't have anything to say. I'll understand so much that I don't know anything. Now I don't even know what I don't know. So I can say things. Kind of like this year. I don't claim to know anything, so it doesn't matter whether I get it right or not. If I knew more, I'd shut up. Right? Kol mashen omrim, anything we say, kol Torah, any description, kol shevach, shemir chayesim l'Hashem, that any praise we offer to Hashem, mitzamtzim maktin, is actually limited. It's too little. Human asel haviat mashal nitinal habalinach ba'ah, because God's praise is ineffable. It can't be expressed. We're going to stumble. We're not be able to do it. Okay, we'll know what we don't understand, and then we'll realize we never pray Hashem, but expressing gratitude is different because we know what we can feel. So that's the Hodah. That's where our tefillah will be in the future. The more we realize Hashem's role in our lives, the more we'll express that gratitude. So this Atid Lavo, we truly understood Hashem's role in the world, then we would express Hodah, but not some necessarily praise. He continues, Ulam, but Me'idach, on the other hand, Hodat HaTodah, Eina B'Teila, but saying thank you, that's not going to go away. Ma'kavana B'Mirazu, what does that mean? Poel, in reality, yesh kan shnei talichim shalchim yachta. There are two approaches that work together, atimim and makubim, that are parallel. De la vin zot, in order to understand this, what the hodah means, yesh lasot tagil machshati. We're going to do a thought experiment. Come on, anu shalim and atzmena. How often do we ask ourselves, makash brachu natan lanahia? What did God do for us today? We just take everything for granted. We don't say, I guess we should say when we wake up, thank God I've woken up, I'm breathing this morning. I think, Larry, you made that point to me yesterday, that every day you thank Hashem. Most of us don't do that, don't feel that the act of communicating and speaking is a miracle. Thank you. We pretty much don't say this at all. That's what our Rebbe is saying. There are occasions of transcendence where we feel it. Yeruim occasions, Bahem Adam Nitzal Me'ez HaSakana, points where we're saved from some danger, or Ragi'im Acharim, or other places. Bahem Adam Margish Tzorach Nafshi L'Hodah, we feel this personal need to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to thank Hashem. Right? We're saved from danger, we thank Hashem. We don't do that on a daily basis. We just don't feel it. We take our existence for granted. Avichlal, Ilu Elu Aruim Memukadim V'day Nidirim. Generally, it's a Hebrew idiom. In general, these are occasions are few and far between. Kolam kulo, the whole world, kol ha'chaim kulo, all of life, kol ma'ashem mitrachesh b'yom yom yom yom, everything that we feel on a daily basis, ein anu ro'im b'zeh matana, we don't see that as a gift. We don't feel that hoda'ah. Sheyesh lanu hoda'ah, that we should say thank you to God. Medrash omer, so this medrash says that the hoda'ah will not be batel at a point where we understand God's role in the world better. He's telling us, that this approach, the fact that we don't thank God enough is because we don't understand. Atid lavo, Hashem yagia ledarga mu'ulashi dat Hashem. So that's the idea of what Atid lavo represents. The point where we'll understand Hashem's role more. We'll start to realize, we'll start to feel what the Mishnah says is Bishvilini Avrad Allah. The world was created for my sake. And everything that happens, that's God created that so I could do something with it. Kol ma sheyesh ba'olam. Everyone should live in the moment they're living now, and they exist now. You're created to be part of the world. You must see it be part of the creation, in your existence. So therefore, every moment that you're alive, every moment of existence is a gift from God. That's what we should be saying, Hoda, all the time. And the idea that the Karbanot will be betelim, will not exist in the future, is a similar idea. When the Midrash talks to the Karbanot Betelim, it's not talking about Karban Sibor. No, everyone says that the Karbanot will still exist. We build a Beit HaMikdash, we are still asked for that. I mean, maybe some would say we're not going to have Karbanot, animal sacrifice. But we'll still have the idea of sacrifice, of offering something. But he's talking about private Karbanot. Maybe Beit HaMikdash, someone would bring a Karban to the Beit HaMikdash. And those kind of Karbanot, the only kind we'll need to bring will be a carbon todah. Once we get to this, that what Rabinovich calls the daga mula achidat Hashem. When we understand God's role in the world, we'll get to the point where we don't need any other kind of carbon. No, this is the radak. Yirmiyahu says that in the future, there's Acharit HaYamim will bring a Karban Todah. Lo amar chatat v'asham. The other kind of karbanot are for sins. And he's not talking about that. Because in that time, lo yabehem rishaim v'chata'im. We won't sin anymore, right? We'll understand what the right thing is to do, and we'll just do it. If you love me, do it, Hashem. We'll all understand God's role. That's what the Midrash says. We're not going to bring other karbanot. We'll express gratitude, but we won't have to bring a karban for sins because we won't do it. Right? That's Yeshaya's point. Let the world be full of knowledge of God. That's what we're looking for. And Rav Tzadok adds a kind of a twist to that, talking about this Midrash. Midrash, kol karbanot b'teilim, all the karbanot will go away, will be nullified. Karban toda in a batel, but we'll still have a karban toda. Similarly, we won't have any prayers except for the expression of gratitude. So first off, just talking about private karbanot. We're assuming that the Torah is not going to change and that the general laws, you bring a karban tamid, all the general karbanot will still be there. The karbanot that come because of sins, Moshe ben Midrash, the general sacrifices, real sacrifices, the olah were brought for sins, the chatat, the asham, and the olah itself, while here olah was brought for inappropriate thoughts. That's the idea of a sacrifice. I'm giving something up because I've done something wrong. That's lati levo, that won't be relevant. Lati levo, yivu'ar hasa'or b'shabaisa, when the leaven in the dough will, which is a metaphor for the Yetzer Hara, that will be gone, will no longer make mistakes. That's the idea of the Atil Lavo. Then we're not going to need these Karbanot Yachi. We're not going to need the Asham and the Chatat and the Olah. Lavad Karban Shlamim, Shurishon Bahama Toda. We'll still need the Karban Toda. Because we'll feel that gratitude. And we'll want to share it with everybody else, which the carbon total is all about. We are about the Tetadala, Shedi Tzomi, Sora Mashiach, and we'll actually thank God for the fact that we'll actually offer carbon total for the fact that we're not having to offer a carbon chata. And there's a point that Atid Lavo that we're looking for, everything will be Tovu Meitiv, which is a reference to the Gemara. It's talking about a bracha. Now, if something good happens to you, community is supposed to say, Baruch Hashem, Hatov Meitiv, thank you, God, who's good and is good to others. But if something bad happens, we say, Adayan HaMet. We accept the fact that bad things happen as well. But Atid Lavo, this idea of some point where we're under, see God's role and his goodness and everything he does, we'll no longer say, Baruch Hadayan HaMet. Because we won't see anything as negative. We'll understand that this is part of the whole picture, part of God's global plan, and everything is that Tov Meitiv. That's Gemara and Psachim, when it says, Vayashem HaMelech HaKol HaAretz, that God will be king over the world, Vayomahu Yashem Echad U'Shmur Echad, God's name will be one. Atu Adina Lav Echadhu, and we're saying, wait, then Hashem will be one, and now God's not one? No, because we see different aspects of God. I'm Rabbi Achi Bachanina, Lo Kol Mazeh Olam Abba, Olam Abba will be different. Olam Mazeh Al-Bashrot Tavot Omer, that now, we get good news, we say, Baruch HaTov Meitiv. Thank you, God, for the good things. From bad news, we'll say, God's a righteous judge. We'll accept what happened. But in the future, we'll only have one bracha to say about news. It's all Tov Meitiv. We'll have a sense that this is all for the best. So that's our goal for the world, right? We only want one form of prayer. That's Hodah. We want only one karban. That's the karban Todah. We're not there, but still, it makes it important enough that when we say Mizmor LaToda, Imtzig Zimra, we stand up for it. It's an important parak, and that's where Shulchan Aruch puts it. Mizmor LaToda, Yesh LaOmra BeNigina. You're supposed to actually sing it out loud. No one ever does that. Shekol Shirot HaTodot Mivatel, because all the Shirot, he puts it, all the prayers will be God, who's Mizmor Toda, we'll still say Mizmor Toda. It's an important one. So, now you know how important the Toda is, let's look at the actual Mizmor that's about the Karban Toda. It's very short. Mizmor Toda, this is a psalm for the about the Karban Toda. Ariru Hashem Kol Aretz, addressing the whole world. Praise God, the whole world. Let me go see how. Ariru Hashem, all the earth. Yivdud Hashem b'simcha, serve God with gladness. Bo l'fan abirana, be happy. Come before him singing. Duki Hashem Elohim, you should know that God is the Lord, right? Hashem, the personal relationship, is the one who creates the world. Hu asana v'lo anachnu, God made us, and we read as lo, that we belong to God. Amo, we are his people. So marito, his sheep. Bo shara b'todas. Now that you know this, you should come to his gates with the Karban Toda. Chasidro b'tilah, come to his courts with praise. Hodu lo, acknowledge God. Baruch Hashem, praise his name. Go Hashem, l'olam chasdo, because God is good, his mercy is forever, v'adar v'adar m'rato, and his faithfulness lasts through all generations. Nice and short. Unfortunately, it's so short that even though it's important, no one ever says it. You just mumble it really fast because you're rushing through Pesuk Zimra. You stand up for a second, mumble it, sit down again, and that's it. We never pay attention to the words. The other bad news of being so short is that it means it's poetic, which means it's ambiguous and we can spend hours and hours analyzing just these words. And I've got Elkanan Samet, who's at the Gush, has a 15-page essay on these five psukim. There's a lot there. Important is the authorship of it. This is one of the Pirkei Tehillim that are actually attributed to Moshe Rabbeinu. It goes all the way back to the beginning of the Karban Toda. We know that this is what the way the Midrash introduces this set of Tehillim. Amar Rabbi Levi b'Shem Rav Chanina, Achad Asar Mizmarim she'amar Moshe b'Tachsit shel Nevuah Amra, that there were 11 Mizmarim, 11 psalms that Moshe said as a navi. Lama no nichtavu b'Torah. So if Moshe writes, why not put him in the Torah? El divrei Torah ve'el divrei nevuah. Because there's a difference between nevuah and not literally nevuah. This is tuvim. This is ruach hakodesh as opposed to Torah. So these 11 will list were written by Moshe himself as opposed to being God told him this is the Torah. These are the words of Torah. So he did his own. He wrote his own books as well. And the 11 starts with what we call Tefillah Moshe Ish Elokim. That's where it starts. And it goes through the next 11. It's the ones we say for Kabbalah Shabbat. L'chun Aranana, Shul Hashem Shir Hadash. We all know that. It's the Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbat that we say on Shabbos. Hashem Malachi Levesh is the Shir Shayom for Friday. Kelna Kabbalah Hashem is the Shir Shayom for Wednesday. Those are all tributes to Moshe Rabbeinu. They're older than David. So go way back. And the last one is Mizmor Toda. So it goes all the way back to the building the Mishkan. And when we look at it's chiasmatic. We know the word chias. The beginning matches the end. Starts off with Hariel Hashem Kol Haaretz. And then it goes to the whole world. Ki tov Hashem l'olam chasdo. Similarly, what you do with that is and parallel to that, the second to last pasuk, bo sha'arav b'toda. Come to ivdu is the come to the gates with your karban toda. That's how you serve God. And it centers around this middle pasuk, du ki Hashem elokim. Know that God. And the reason for this change, and we're switching from the more general, Ivdut Hashem B'Simcha, serve God to the specific, you know, bring a carbon todah. It's because there's a devolta, the change in the poem is in that middle pasuk. God, who are son of Allah Anach? And there's a kriya kativ here. We can read it as God made us below. There's a kativ, below Anach, and we didn't do that. We did not make ourselves. We're not self-created. We have to acknowledge God here. Or below with a vav means we belong to him. And they were amov et somrito. And both of those have meaning. So the first part is addressed to the whole world, is addressed to the whole world. Everyone needs to acknowledge God, but that doesn't have the specific sacrifice in there. That's the Ibdu Hashem B'Simcha. Everyone should be serving God. In the sense of not. The whole world, acknowledge God created us. We didn't create ourselves. But for when we switch it to Lo Anachta, us personally, and now it's we belong to God, we are Amo Vavtom Burito. That's the switch. So now it's not just serve God happily, but here's what we're going to do: bring your carbon todah and then praise God in the Chatzerav, in his bed. And that's what the Shlamim is, a form of Avodah. That the avoda here is we're sharing a meal, both with our friends, and we're sharing a meal with God. It's a relationship. Lo anachnu, we belong to God, means that we have the opportunity to do that. That's the idea of a shlamim in general. The idea that somehow it's serving Hashem to have a hamburger was an innovation in the Beit HaMikdash. It's not about sacrifice. But sitting down with friends. And this is the Gemara in Zevachim. Amamar. Hakol, that every kind of offering on him is back. Before the Mishkan was built, karbu olot. They brought it as an olah. It was a sacrifice. Brought it to God, offered it up. You didn't offer some to God and keep the rest for yourself. That meant nothing. Olot in, shlam lo. It's an olah, not the shlamim, not the sharing. Abelezer, Rabbi Yossi, Brachanina, and that's actually machloket between the Tanaim, Karaman, Kibru, Shlamim. Someone said that they did bring shlamim. Karamar lo kivu, and said, no, nobody brought shlamim before the Mishkan. And he says, here's a pasuk. Zuma siyat l'Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Chanina. There's a pasuk that seems to support Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina, who's one who says that shlamim was an innovation of the Mishkan. Moshe writes this, Mizmor Toda, this idea of a karban toda that isn't, here, God, this is, I'm giving this up to you, but here, God, let's share. That was an innovation of the Mishkan. And the Pesukim literally, awaken, O north, voi teiman, and come, O south. Afichi gani, blow through my garden, yuzlu b'samav, cause the incense, the fragrance to flow, yuvo dadila gago, may the beloved come to his ganot, to his garden, yochal pri megadav, and eat his fruit. Shot of that talking about the wind. Oh, you know, may the north wind, the south wind all blow, and it will bring the, and we'll all smell the wonderful smells of the fruit of the garden, as a metaphor, presumably for the Beit Midrash. But the Midrash here says, no, Tzafon and Teiman, north and south, refer to bringing the karbanot in the Beit Midrash. Because the olot were sacrificed in the north, and shlamim were sacrificed in the south. Everyone had their place. Uri tzafon ze olah. So the awaken, O north, is talking about the karban olah, the one that's offered it literally as a sacrifice. Everything's burned up. Zu olah shenishchata b'tzafon. That's the olah that's offered in the north. Lama kara uri. So why say you should it awaken? Devar sheya yashen v'dorer. Because that was given by other cultures, given by the Avot. Everyone had olot. So you can say, awaken. Now I'm going to start bringing my karban ola. O boi teiman, let the south come. Ilu shlamim shenishkatu b'darom. That's talking about the shlamim that were slaughtered in the south of the Mizbeach, not the north. Lama kara oto boi teman. So why say boi, you should come? Devar shehu lechidush, because that was a new thing, a new innovation. We're going to build the Beit HaMikdash, and now we'll have this new kind of karban called the shlamim. Of course, the Torah is a prime example. Mikram Misayel Rabbi Yossi Bechanina, and the pasuk itself implies that this was the something new that came with the relationship between Hashem and Israel, because when it describes the Ola, it says Zot Torah Ola. This is the procedure for Ola Hi Ola, which is the Ola, which is Hi Ola. That was the Ola Jekriva Ben Noach that's been sacrificed by Bnei Noach, but plenty of other cultures have this idea of sacrifices. Lachshav Shabo Shlamim, and when the Torah talks about the Shlamim, it says Zot Torah Zevach Hashlamim. This is the procedure for the Shlamim. We quoted this pasuk. Ashi Yakriv in the future that will be brought for Hashem. Asher Yakrivu Hashem Lokatuka. Doesn't say that were brought. El Asher Yakrivu Hashem Mikalaba. From now on, we're going to have Shlamim. That's what our parak here. These five psukim divide. First two are the whole world. The second half is addressed to Am Yisrael to join him. Right, God's allowing us to join in its holy meal. And that's what Rav Samet in his long essay about the Mizmor HaTorah says, Havchana Rishana Ben Shnei Mechitzot, the distinction between the two halves of this parak, Shekvar Amando Ola, that we pointed out, Hikmuvan Benim Anim. It implies, it would seem, to those who are being addressed, who is being called to praise God? Now, the first half, where the one is being addressed, who klali universali, it's everyone, kol haaretz, everyone praise God. That's machsida shenia, neman hu am Yisrael, amov et somri. So the second half, it's being addressed to us, God's people. We get the relationship. That's wonderful. It's only when we have that relationship with Hashem that a carbon shlamim makes sense. The way Hakei Mayim, who I quoted before, got a website. He says, why? Under Sholim. So we ask about this Gemara, well, did the Bnei Noach, did they bring a shlamim or not? Mako kachashu v'sheila. So why is it important to ask? In Bnei Noach, yikrivu olot v'shlamim. What does it matter what kind of sacrifices other religions have brought in the past? My nafkamina, who cares? Michelle, my diyona aruch. So why does the rabba go such lengths? The chazarata shahad rasha goes back over this drasha. The misparka rab shel mekaros bring all these different sources proving. Okay, obviously, the shlamim was an innovation. Probably she the Rabbi Yosef b'Chanina looking at Rabbi Yosef b'Chanina's opinion, who says it wasn't brought by Bnei Noach. Lama chashuv lo afiach shashamim ruchidosh shel Torah. Why do we need to point out that shlamim were ruchidosh? So Sefer Vayikra was new in Sefer Vayikra. That all the karbanot that we saw in Bereshit, those were not shlamim. In karban shlamim, he go latak v'teret v'parperet. If we consider the shlamim as the highest form of karban. That's the most desirable to Hashem, because it's shalom because it's not just for Hashem, it's shared with everyone. It's a matter of happiness, and all the other ones will be batel. That generally brought as a gift. That's what we quoted. Therefore, the only carbon, Matidava, we truly have a relationship with Hashem, the only carbon we'll have will be this Shlamim, will be the Torah. Imkach, Lomuchan Rabbi Yossi Bechanina, so therefore Rabbi Yossi Bechanina is not ready, Latita Tol Bnei Noach. He doesn't want to give it to Bnei Noach. He doesn't want to say that Bnei Noach had that kind of relationship before Ma'an Torah, before Har Sinai, that we're counting down to in the days of the Omer. Umadif Matzav Shabo Umot Olam. He would rather have a situation where the nations of the world, Vagam Avoto Uma, and even the Avot, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Bnei Yisrael Ad Rega L'Fnei Ma'an Torah, and Bnei Yisrael themselves until the moment before Ma'an Torah, the Tivuri Kabanot, when they're commanded, Hikrivu Olot. In that case, they offered Olot, sacrifices that were all burned on the Mizbeach, Kalil Mizbeach. nothing that they could take for themselves. But Torah's a Karbanot, so then now in Sefer Vayikra, we learn there's a new procedure for Karbanot, Umagdira Pratedinim Elo, and defines these details, Umosifa Karban, Shalohaya Mukarba Olam, and gives us a new kind of Karban that isn't a sacrifice, never been seen before. Karban Shel Shutvut V'Shalom, a Karban that represents partnership and peace. Shel Chetziv L'Hashem and Chetziv L'Hashem, half to God, half to us. Chelek Lavoa, Chelek Lahedir. Karban Sheyesh L'Shatef Bo Anashim Rabim, and one not that's not just me because I'm so holy in God, but it's me and everybody else gets to be part of this. Because it's got to be eaten in a very limited place and time, so I have to share it. Karban shel shleimut b'simcha is it's an offering of shleimut, completeness of happiness. Everybody's involved. And it has the power to still exist when no other sacrifice is necessary. Kate said, right? How is it possible? And he's asking, even if there's no mikdash, how can we still have this korban todah? The answer is betfila todah, below mitzvah tel, because we still express our hoda'ah today. We still thank Hashem. We still say Birkat Gomel. We still say Batzer Kiddush, invite everybody to join us and tell the story. Zeh maser. Yosef Karina is saying, Shalomanohu Torah. Therefore, he works so hard to see proof in the Pareka Koah of Vikukot to answer all the possible objections. And Atocha Rabbi Lazar, the one who disagrees with them, and say Latzia Vikukot Mishalo, and he has to answer all these debates and to say no. The Karban Shlamim was something that was unique to the time after Matan Torah. So if we have that, if the whole point of the Karban Todah is between us, those who have a relationship with Hashem, what's the first half for? Why do we start with Kol Haaretz? Everyone's supposed to come and join in happiness. The goal is that we're inviting everyone, literally the whole world, that will come to the point where the whole world acknowledges Hashem. We want the Hori Ol Hashem Kol Haaretz, because we're bringing our Karban Todah. And this is the way Rav Semet summarizes it. Havana shuv l'mechitzat ha-rishona shel mizmarein. So let's go back to the first half of the parak, the one addressed to everyone. We'll say something that seems self-evident. Hakriya l'chol ha'aretz, this call to the entire world, Hakriya l'Hashem, to praise God, love dobus and cross serving with happiness. Because they will recognize, they will say, to realize that God is one who creates us and gives us life. We're clearly talking about some future time. This Atid Lavo is what the Perek is addressing. This end of days idea that will come to this point of recognizing God. This kind of call to the world doesn't apply at all to the religious or political time, as Manchibo Nichbarim is Moraine, the time it was created. It was actually written. And Moshe, even time of David, you couldn't call the whole world to recognize God. This is an Atid Lavo kind of parak. Therefore, when our parak calls the entire world to La Real Hashem, to praise God, La Dobu Simcha. So Mecha Mitok Matzav, it must come from a situation, Shabu Am Yisrael Kavan Migal Bid Hashem. Point where B'nai Yisrael are already redeemed, Shere B'Terem Nigal, because before that happens, Ein Devarav U'Divrei Meshorim Yishma'im Klal. Because until the point that we're talking about the Atid Lavo, then the words of the Meshorer, of the psalmist, will not be heard by the world. We have to say this makes sense. That the salvation of Bnei Israel, the reestablishment of Am Yisrael in their land, that's the situation of the second half. And therefore, we go back and say the first half is also Gamazman Shailab Mechesed Machitor Rishana. The first half also applies to this point of the future that we're hoping for, that the whole world will be able to participate in our Shlamim. There'll be peace in the world, happiness, and we're all know God. So that's our five psukim that we don't say with our kavana. So maybe I should say with more kavana in the future, because it really is important. I remember as a kid, I had this. My grandmother was a school teacher, had all these old English book, English school books there, and it mentioned specifically Psalm 100 as a great work of poetry. Please secular, but it's a great work of poetry. So that's the idea here. So yes, you should stand up when you say Mizmor Toda, and you should actually read all the words and read this Amo Hu Asana V'lo Anachnu, in both senses. We didn't make ourselves, and we belong to God. We have a relationship, and we can bring a Karmat Toda. I will stop here, and next time I will try to write the other half, the other parak about the Karmat Toda, which is Kruv Zion.
Danny, I feel like there is a song to Hu Asana V'lo Anachnu Amo Mitzomri To. I mean, I can't sing it right now, but I feel like there is a song to it.
I can imagine. So is it low with a vav or low with an aleph that they're singing? And I have no, I don't tell the difference. I have no idea what, I pronounce them exactly the same. I suppose if you're really, really good, you can pronounce the aleph with a guttural stop and the low as a continuous vowel there. And I actually don't know what a guttural stop would sound like, so I can't tell you. But an aleph actually has a pronunciation.
That's not I. It's not. I thought ayin is guttural.
The ayin is a sound. The guttural stop is like saying uh-oh. You change vowels without a consonant in between. So you should say lo, and then actually get your voice, your glottis to close off the o there, as opposed to lo, which would continue. I can say those words. I have no idea what that means or how one should do that. Right. But go ahead and try to say lo, and close your glottis at the end of that. And that's what low meaning with an aleph should sound. You need a Taimani who's counting people correctly to do that. Honestly, Susie, where is that picture in your background? That was in Israel.
It wasn't Israel. It was actually Florida. I should have done Israel. I should do Israel.
Oh. Okay.
I'll switch to Israel.
Yeah, let's stop recording.